As we progress in meditation, there are less and less useful techniques that can be provided because there is less and less mind activity, less doing. We come closer to realizing stillness, or more accurately, we realize that primordial awareness that is beyond stillness and movement, but yet is exactly stillness and movement. We realize the stillness within the movement within the stillness. Another way to say this is that we realize the field of change, the inner energy, to be empty of self, or to be devoid of limitation. From here on in, I won't be providing much in the way of actual instructions, but rather pointing out different ways that the mind is operating, distorting your experience of this moment. Once these mind patterns become conscious, they will naturally drop away. We don't want to add more to our conditioned mind, but rather to free the energy from the limited mind so that it circulates freely, rewiring us and growing the tree of life within, growing the organs of higher spiritual perception, which connect you to the hidden aspects of yourself. Your physical, subtle, and causal bodies are like a bridge from the time-bound world to the timeless. Upon awakening, this entire tree of life is realized to be empty of self. Meditation is being attentive to what is, without judging, labeling, or having preferences based on past memories. It's being present with what is in a way that is unmediated by the egoic self. If the limited mind moves, it is due to some dissatisfaction with what is. When we make those hidden mental processes of craving and aversion conscious, they drop away, just as shadows disappear when the light is turned on. If we don't dispel these shadows, there will always be a veil separating part of me from myself. Meditation, samadhi, is uncovering and uniting all parts of yourself. If parts of you remain hidden, those parts run like programs in the unconscious, and they remain in control of your life. Being present without attending to thoughts allows your energy to be free rather than trapped in old patterns. When energy is free, it moves according to its own intelligence, a higher level of mind. If I continue to tell you how to meditate or how to be present, then you'll be paying attention to my words rather than what is arising in your present moment. Hopefully, in hearing these words, there will be a dawning of the truth, of realizing what meditation is. If I give you a technique, then you will try to do something, and that doing will keep the whirlpool of the mind active. This is the part of the practice where we let go of the technique, which is simply a thorn to remove a thorn, or a conditioned pattern to remove conditioned patterns. The Zen master Dogen said that meditation is the dropping off of mind and body. To realize the dropping off of mind and body, he gave the instruction, just sit. In these meditations, we are going to just sit, allowing all concepts, all activities of the mind that may already be in play, to be as they are, not getting caught in them, not pushing them away. This is sometimes called choiceless awareness. The body is physically sitting. The mind is aware that it is sitting, experiencing the sitting so completely that you are inside of it. You merge with it. You become the sitting. The sitting becomes you. The meditator and the meditation become one. Bring awareness to the sense of time passing. Notice if you are unconsciously holding the idea that there's a beginning or end to the meditation practice. Surrender to the eternal now. Any concept of time is simply that, a concept. Stored in the mind. When this moment is unfiltered by past conditioning, there is only the now. There is no psychological time if we are abiding as awareness. And yet there is no end to time. All becoming unfolds within the eternal now.